Brexit bust-up. Derek Hatton's criticism of Jeremy Corbyn's proposed support for triggering Brexit, Financial Times, 1 February, is off the mark. Corbyn is reflecting the majority leave vote, which I supported on the basis that the EU is a pro-capitalist, pro-austerity institution. Derek will remember that the Socialist Party campaigned for a socialist Brexit because EU directives oppose public ownership and enshrine privatization. I remain implacably opposed to May's red, white, and blue Brexit as an attempt to offer more of the same. Corbyn had the choice of voting against Brexit, thus ignoring the wish of the majority, or voting for it, while demanding the interests of the working class be protected. Correctly, although imperfectly, he chose to do this. Some Labour MPs are justifying their criticism of Corbyn by quoting the majority Remain vote in their own constituencies. It's a pity they didn't reflect the views of constituents when poll after poll showed support for the public ownership of rail, energy, and the whole of the NHS. In or out of the EU, the working class will still be faced with the most savage attack on the trade unions and social provision for 100 years. That's why I will continue to support Corbyn, albeit with the call for him to go further in transforming Labour into a fighting socialist party. Tony Mulhern, Liverpool.